From American Jazz Radio.
Rocking at the Reno Club where Basie kept tight. Crazy little women at the corner of Vine. Big Joe Turner, Mary Lou and McShane. Parker, President Biggie, that's a hell of a band. It's the 12th Street Jump, where all the cats are doing just fine.
Live from 12th Street in Kansas City, where Basie tickled the ivories and Big Joe Turner shouted the blues. It's 12th Street Jump, public radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam. Hey. Joe Cartwright, Tyrone Clark, and Mike Warren on the bandstand, along with the lovely Jenny Greenberry, and yours truly, David Bassie. This week we celebrate the music of alto saxophonist Bobby Watson with our special guests, Bobby Watson and Pamela Baskin Watson. And now please welcome your 12th Street Jump hosts, Pearl McDonald and Pete Olsay, Nick Weber. Woo!
Well, hello, old Saint Nick Weber.
Yes, tis the season to be jazzy.
Tis the season. But I have a quick question, Pete.
What's
Did you hear that Sylvester Stallone and Robin De Niro are teaming up in a new boxing movie called Grudge Match?
Oh, my.
Yep, it's the first movie to show senior citizens fighting over something besides Viagra.
You know, I also heard that Britain has started printing its currency on longer-lasting plastic banknotes rather than paper. Huh. Yeah, you know, not a bad idea until you find yourself in a stall with a wallet but no toilet paper.
Okay. Well, for the first time in history, the country of Uruguay approved the nationwide legalization of marijuana. It is also the first time in history millions of American students can find Uruguay on a map.
Let's get this show on the road with Joe, Mike, and Tyrone on a holiday classic from the Peanuts Christmas special written by Vince Guaraldi. This is Linus and Lucy.
Thank you.
The 12th Street Jump Band.
Now this week, we celebrate the music of alto sax great and jazz composer Bobby Watson. Born in Lawrence, Kansas, Watson grew up right here in Kansas City. Pat and Mike Matheny befriended Bobby after high school, and he attended the University of Miami with Pat, legendary jazz bassist Jaco Pastorius, rocker Bruce Hornsby, and longtime collaborator-to-be Curtis Lundy.
After graduation, Bobby and his wife Pamela headed for the bright lights of New York City, where Pamela honed her piano, teaching, and songwriting skills, while Bobby joined Art Blakey's Jazz Messengers. Bobby quickly became the band's musical director. He spent 4 years and made 11 albums with Blakey's legendary band.
Striking out on his own, Watson has gone on to record 26 albums featuring over 100 original compositions and earned a Grammy nomination. He formed Horizon with his college buddy, Curtis Lundy, and together they created one of the best-known and longest-running ensembles in jazz. Watson's songs have been recorded by some of the top contemporary jazz artists, including Christian McBride, Logan Richardson, and Orrin Evans.
We're going to spend the next hour playing the music of Bobby Watson. To get that done, we're going to need a superb alto saxophonist, and that would be our very special guest, the man himself, Bobby Watson.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the show, Bobby.
Thanks, Pete.
So let's go back to the beginning. Why the alto sax?
Well, I started on piano, then I went to clarinet. And my dad played tenor, so I was like prone to the tenor. And when I got to high school and the new instruments came in, there was a bunch of new altos. And so it looked so beautiful in the case. Really.
And now, so many years later, it's become a career, a lifelong career, and we're celebrating halftime tonight. We'll call this halfway.
All right.
How about that?
Halfway, I'm down
with
that.
Yeah, I can't wait to see what you do over the next 60 years. we're going to meet
too.
Right back here 60 years from now.
I'm here.
The lovely Pamela Baskin Watson is your wife.
Yes.
What made you notice Pamela?
Well, when I first saw her, the first thing that caught me was her eyes, and then her talent. And when we started going out together, dating, I would go to their house during this time of year, and the whole family would be singing the Messiah around the piano.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, I'm like, wow. These are some different type of folks here.
And it's the time of year where we like to be with each other, and we've got you both on the show tonight. Let's get you right into the music. Joe, what are we going to get Bobby on first?
Now, this is a Robert M. Watson original composition. It's called Sweet Dreams.
Thank you.
Who's got the blues? Who's got the blues? Who stepped in something in his alligator shoes? Who's got it bad? Who's gotten bent? Who hocked his saxophone so he could pay the rent? Who spent it all on fast women and booze? Who's got the blues? Who's got the blues?
Who's got the blues? Well, everybody's got the blues, whether you're as lazy as Congress or as crazy as Kim Jong-un. The blues is you.
That's right, Pearl. And this week we find out what gives our special guest Bobby Watson the blues. And who knows Bobby better than our other very special guest, Miss Pamela Baskin Watson. I'm going to ask you very serious questions. I demand serious answers.
Okay.
When and where did you meet Bobby?
Well, we met in KCK at Leon Brady's first studio. He was actually there to visit another lady.
Was he smooth?
Nah.
What did you like about him?
I liked his spirit.
Do you still like that?
Yes, I do. It's stronger and he's much smoother now.
And with the right lady.
Absolutely.
Now, what's the worst present he ever got you?
Well, the first time he went on the road with Art Blakey, he came back with a pair of earrings, I guess because I'm a pianist. It was hands. It was just, it looked like decapitated hands. So, you know.
What are you most proud of in Bobby's musical side of things? What for his musical things, what are you most proud of?
That he has become his own musical entity.
That he has. And what tunes what do you most like to hear him play?
He can play, I've always told him, he can play a ballad for me any day. Any day.
And what's your favorite memory together?
When we went to Puerto Rico. I loved it because he set up the whole thing.
Okay, now, amazing. Pamela, I must ask you the most important question.
Okay.
And that is, what gives you the blues about Bobby? What does Bobby do?
When we go out to dinner and he answers his cell phone, drives me crazy. Yeah, see?
All right, Pearl, how about getting us started with the Bobby Watson blues?
Pamela met Bobby and KC hanging out with Leon Brady.
Leon.
Pamela sashayed by while Bobby was checking out some other lady. Yeah, well, poor Bobby, he got whiplash from doing that 180.
Bobby's an alto maestro who he played in a lot of bands. From Lakey to Horizon, jazz is what he understands. But don't ask him about stuff like jewelry, or your ears will have cut off hands.
Pamela's proud of Bobby's music. He's in his own category. Her favorite songs are the ballads from his lengthy repertory. And they love playing Puerto Rico, where rum is obligatory.
Bobby gives Pamela the blues when he answers his cell phone during dinner.
Hello.
She should take away his barbecue if he remains a cell phone sinner. That'll teach him to stop yakking, right? Or make the guy a whole lot thinner.
Who's got the blues? Who's got the
blues? Y'all don't go anywhere, because we're coming back in just a moment with more 12th Street Jump. Thank you.
We're back live on 12th Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam.
Now, besides Bobby Watson, we celebrate the music of another gifted artist this week that we just had a little fun with, but now we've got to get a little bit more serious with her. She was born in Kansas City. Pamela honed her skills in New York City, where she established a well-earned reputation as a freelance accompanist. She taught at the widely respected Harlem School of the Arts, where she founded and directed the vocal jazz program.
Pamela Watson's compositions have been recorded by such jazz luminaries as Art Blakey, Betty Carter, Kevin Mahogany, Roy Hargrove, and James Williams.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together once again for Pamela Baskin Watson.
All right, Pamela, we had some fun with you. Yes. Now we'd like to learn a little bit about you. We've got the jazz, the blues, and even the ballads. Okay. But you have another musical passion, and what is that?
I do. I love choral music. My mom was a choral director, and I grew up, it was in the house. I just love voices. So from that point, I started writing for vocal jazz ensembles, and I just love choral music. Voices.
So about what age did you start either performing and writing choral music?
Well, actually, I didn't start writing choral music till I got to New York. I started performing when I was in high school.
Okay, yeah. So the sooner you start, you become Pamela Watson. Mm-hmm. Now, Pamela, we need to get you up here performing. So, Joe, what have we got from the Pamela Watson songbook?
This is a Pamela Watson original composition. Imagine that. This is a beautiful tune. It's called Seekers of the Sun.
Those who are seekers of the sun, who walk in the light to guide their way, there is a pathway to heaven that is straight and narrow. For those who are seekers of the sun, who bask in the shade of the tree of life, wisdom and truth will contain you, and may peace sustain you. For all of the healers and the teachers, all of the givers and the preachers, the doers and the seers, the righteous, the believers, those who are seekers of the sun, must follow that journey full of love, 'cause sometimes that road is not easy on the path to the sun. On the path to the sun. Thank you.
preachers, all of the givers and the preachers, the doers, the seers, the righteous, the believers. Got to follow the journey full of love, 'cause sometimes the road ain't easy on the path, on the pathway to the sun. Oh, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable on the pathway.
Public service, 12th Street Jump presents a roundup of today's top headlines. If you think Kim Jong-un's uncle had a bad week, how about these blues in the news?
GM's new CEO is a woman. They think she has the right stuff.
About time.
Mary Bear will run GM. She's smart, and man, she's tough. This would never happen at Ford. They think one cougar was enough.
Obama fixed Obamacare, but Limbaugh kept on twitching. Obama got the website working, but his opponents kept on bitching.
It could be faster.
He should have known that Limbaugh hating him was a pre-existing condition.
Bezos uses drones when he can. Customers will love it. Well, except in Pakistan.
You know it's really freezing when the snowflakes leave a bruise. Go out and have a good week. That's all from Blues in the News.
Now here's Bobby and the trio to perform a song co-written by Bobby and Pamela. This is Love Remains. Thank you.
My friend Bobby Watson, y'all. You walk like jazz. You talk like jazz. In a whisper, kind of gruff, like a hipster hanging tough, like jazz. Yeah, all right.
If you like jazz like we like jazz, then listen up as David Bassi checks in with Bobby Watson about what's happening in the world of jazz.
Bobby.
David.
You get better and better every day, man.
Oh, well, I can't get any worse.
And your wife, my God.
Stellar.
Ooh, awesome. I think you made the right choice. Check cashing day. When is check cashing day?
Oh, check cashing day is every day, actually.
Whether every day you have a check?
Every day I have a check or not.
But you have a new CD called Check Cashing Day, and it's about more than just having a check.
Oh, yeah, it's a 15 movement suite, actually.
It's a suite?
Yeah.
And you played it for the Black Congressional group?
Congress.
In Washington, D.C.?
Yeah.
Because it's about Martin Luther King.
Yes, yeah.
And I had a dream.
Congressman Conyers. Yeah, we did it for his party.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah. But yeah, Check Cashing Day, you got to listen to the whole CD. You can pick and choose, but first listen to the whole CD, because it's like a musical theater piece. It's a play. So check it out.
At BobbyWatson.com. Right?
Right. Self-produced.
Now we celebrate other birthdays this week, like Bob James, Ray Bryant, Danilo Perez, and Earl Father Hines. Drummers Ed Thigpen and T.S. Monk were born this week, along with soulful trumpeters Chet Baker and Buck Johnson. Happy birthday to Woody Shaw and the great guitarist John Scofield. Saxophonist Joe Lovano and Frank Morgan were born this week. It's the birthday week of band leader and vocalist Cab Calloway, born on Christmas Day. You know, Cab's Heidi Ho Man is still popular after 80 years. To learn more about all these cats, visit our website, 12thstreetjump.com. You'll find information on upcoming shows, links to our featured artists, recordings, and our very own YouTube channel where you can watch this week's Blues in the News. And that's just some of what's happening this week in jazz.
You live like jazz. You got so much class. So I tip my hat and smile like crazy man wild jazz.
We'll be right back with more 12 Straight Jump. Don't go away.
Welcome back to 12th Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam.
This joint is jumping, it's really jumping. Jumping cats and get your hats on me, this joint is jumping.
The joint's always jumping at blues and jazz clubs near you. So this week, check out the Gypsy Jazz Caravan at Yoshi's in San Francisco. At Schuller's in Boston, you can see the great drumming of Simon Phillips with his group, Protocol. And in Las Vegas, slide into the Gold Coast Lounge for the Lisa Smith Trio.
In Atlanta, you can start the new year off in style with Kelly O'Neill at the Acoustic Jazz Restaurant. If you're near Madison, New Jersey, head over to Shanghai Jazz for Grammy Award-winning vocals of Catherine Russell.
Get out and see the Watsons while you're at it. Pamela's group, Book of Gaia, joins Arturo Sandoval at the Carlson Center, and Bobby can be seen in Lincoln, Nebraska at the Pershing Center at the University of Nebraska. No matter where you are, get out and support your local jazz and blues scene, because that's where it's always jumping.
Here's Pamela Baskin Watson to sing and play piano on her own composition, Sister Maya Said.
Because the measure of a woman is with her mind and with her heart. Wisdom is a virtue that only time can teach. And in time you grow to understand that wisdom don't come cheap. But if you're willing to pay, yeah, this old life will teach you well. There'll be lessons you'll learn, there'll be stories you'll tell about the love you receive when you learn to love yourself. But Sister Maya said it best. She said, phenomenally you'll be a phenomenal woman. Whether you're a young girl or your hair is black with gray, life reveals its secrets in its own time and in its own way. Receive them freely and learn your lessons well. Good or bad, right or wrong, only time will tell. But if you're willing to pray, yeah, this old life will teach you well. There'll be lessons you'll learn, there'll be stories you'll tell about power when you learn to love yourself. But Sister Maya said it best. She said, phenomenally you will be a phenomenal woman. Receive them freely, learn your lessons well. good or bad, right or wrong, only time will tell. But if you're willing to pray, yeah, this old life will teach you well. There'll be lessons you'll learn, there'll be stories you'll tell about power when you learn to love yourself. But Sister Maya said it best. She said, phenomenally, you will be a phenomenal woman. Learn your lessons well. A phenomenal
and you know what that means.
I have to eat everything in my refrigerator that expires in 2013.
That's probably a very good idea, but it's also time for our annual end-of-the-year recap. That's where we remember all the things that happened in 2013.
Oh, do we have to? Wasn't living through it once enough?
As Anthony Weiner said to his cell phone camera, once is never enough.
Thanks a lot. Now I need something to get rid of that mental image and my end-of-the-year blues.
The royals had a baby. News coverage was gnarly. Prince George is glad he doesn't resemble Grandpa Charlie.
Ted Cruz, he filibustered and quoted, dear old Dr. Seuss. Now even the Grinches hate him. We've got the end of the year blues.
All right. Most states have made pot legal. Gay marriage is succeeding. Rick Perry says come to Texas, 'cause soon they'll be seceding.
Paula Deen got fired for having racist views.
Anybody got time for that?
And now she's crying in her gravy. She's got the end-of-year blues.
Barack, he took a selfie at the tribute to Mandela. Next time he needs to do it under somebody's umbrella.
Obamacare ain't working. The website always locks. At least that's what they're telling us every second we watch Fox.
The physical cliff keeps coming. It's not something to scoff. Too bad we didn't get there and push John Boehner off.
Speaking of adventure, how about a carnival cruise?
Oh, no.
Try flushing away those memories with the end of the year blues.
The Congress whining.
Data mining.
Interpreter signing.
No silver lining.
That whole land signing end of year blues.
All right, let's bring back Bobby to join Pamela and the band on this Jimmy Van Heusen standard. I thought about you.
I took a trip on a train and I thought about you. I passed a shadowy lane and I thought about you. There were two or three cars parked under the stars, a winding stream with the moon shining down on one little town, with each scene the same old dream, and every stop that we made, I thought about you. When I down the shade, I really got blue. So I peeked through the crack that looked at the tracks that leads me home to you. And what did I do? Oh, baby, 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 I have thought and thought about you. I took a trip on a train, thought about you. I passed a shadowy lane, I thought about you, babe. There were two or three cars under the stars, a winding stream with the moon shining down on some little town. With each scene, I got the same old dream. With every stop we made, I thought about you. And when I pulled down the shades, so I peeked through the crack that looked at the tracks that leads me home to you. And what did I do? I da 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 do da do da do ba do da 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 do da da do ba we da ba do da 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 ba do da do da da do da. No, that do we let a do do bet that that dot that that dot oh no we dot do that do that do do that do that do do bet that do do let do let do they do bet.
Thank you.
and that is our show. And a very special thank you to this Kansas City couple and their wonderful music. Let's give it up for Pamela Baskin Watson, Bobby Watson. Thank you.
How about the 12th Street Jump Band? Mike Warren on the drums, Tyrone Clark on bass, director Joe Cartwright at the keyboard. How about the lovely vocalist David Bassey and Jenny Greenberry? And Nedra will be back next week.
We had help from audio engineer Chad Mice and Paul Malinowski, production assistant Brenda Hayes and Jacob Termy, director Ian York. This week's show was written by Paul Seaburn and the gang.
12th Street Jump is produced by Theater League, enhancing the quality of life in the communities it serves with the thrill of live music and theater. We'd like to thank TreehouseDrums.com, Christine Garvey, and the folks at Unity Temple on the Plaza, and KCUR for their help in launching 12th Street Jump. Now don't forget to like us on Facebook at 12th Street Jump, follow me on Twitter at 12th Street Pete, and check us out at 12thstreetjump.com.
Join us next week for a show from the 12th Street Jump Archives as we play some of the best live performances of 2013. Until then, I am Pearl Rivera McDonald.
And I'm Pete Weber. We'll see you next week on 12th Street, where it's always
jumping!